Okay, gentlemen, we're up to Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we are discussing the halachas of Kiluach on shaving haircuts on Chol HaMoed. We'll be moving on a little bit, and we'll be discussing amongst other topics tonight. We'll be discussing the moustache. We'll be discussing the dentist visit on Chol HaMoed. Interesting one. Dentist visit on Chol HaMoed. We will be discussing as well the general medical activities in Chol HaMoed. And perhaps we'll even be able to enter into Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, which is the main, which we'll be discussing a bit of the halachas of Tzorich HaMoed Melachos. So we'll get them, Mitzchem. Okay, we're up to page 6 in our Dear Shu editions. Hello, Mr. Berlin, all okay? It gives me a lot of chizuk to see the Chofetz Chaim in your background, but you're mute, so yeah. I can see the Chofetz Chaim in the background, gives us a lot of chizuk.
Being on mute is the ultimate shmir zalosh, isn't it?
Yes.
The Chofetz Chaim in the background, yeah. Okay. Kol Adam, which is on top of the page. Kol Adam, every person, mutter, is allowed litoil to cut sofa his moustache, b'chol hamoed. You may cut. Why? Why is it different than the haircut and everything else?
Because it interferes with eating.
Absolutely. Says the Ramah, and this is even publicly, we have learned previously that the melachas which are permitted in Chol HaMoed, such as the extreme circumstances, somebody was released from the prison, somebody that was captive and released, somebody came from a Medina Sayom, etc., etc., etc. They may do malach, they may have haircuts, but they've got to do it in private. Not so this gentleman who needs to cut a bit of his moustache. That may be done even in public. And the Ramah continues, a little bit into a separate discussion, and that is mutalochuif velisroik roish b'moed. You may have a hair wash and thoroughly clean your hair and wash your hair on Chol HaMoed. Avalpi, although she may seor, although you may gonna lose hair. So good for us who don't have that problem anymore. But sometimes when you have when you wash your hair, you would potentially still lose hair. So although you may be potentially losing hair. Nevertheless, that will not be an issue. You can, so that's not considered having a haircut. You're allowed to wash hair on Chol HaMoed. That's not considered giluach at all. There's quite a few interesting points in this Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Firstly, we have got over here the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, who tells us as follows: Litoil sofor to cut himself, pain b'misprayim, whether you're using scissors, pain b'sar. Or the equivalent nowadays, you can even use a machine, I suppose, a trimmer, etc. Here comes the chiddush, even if it's not bothering you eating. So why so? So we understand that cutting moustache is different. Why is it that even if it's not bothering you, you're eating, you're still allowed to cut? Why? We understand that if it's disturbing you eating, Chachamim allowed it anyway. But why is it that, even if it's not disturbing you eating, nevertheless it's permitted?
Because it's itchy and uncomfortable.
It's itchy, gets yeah, very itchy and uncomfortable.
It's the part of the beard that really drives you mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Yes.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes. But yes, you're right. But I think that there's another aspect of that as well. Since it frequently interferes with eating, if it gets too long, so therefore, Chachamim never forbade it. Since it's, that's one area of the beard that will potentially disturb you eating, so Chachamim never forbade it. And therefore, even if it's, in this instance, not bothering you so much, nevertheless, you're allowed to cut it, even in public. So that's, there's a heter to cut. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Kotten Chof out of Umi. And who? Sheyesh lo shchin beroyshoi. Who has got some sort of, any skin condition really? Mutar legalecha seor afilu besar. Somebody's got any skin condition, any problem with, and he needs to cut his hair there, that's fine as well. Sometimes you've got to cut it in order to so you're allowed to cut it. And continues the Mishnah Berurah further. Ve'ayin bevir halacha umut lahak is dom. This is bloodletting. Bloodletting, which was a medical activity performed often when there was temperature or other problems. This was pre-vaccine days. So people would, often for high temperature, was recommended practice to do bloodletting. Bloodletting is fine to do. Kebzetzen, which is you're not to do that on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah now continues. In Sefkot and Chof Beis Giluach, V'chein kol rechitz muta, any washing is permitted on Chol HaMoed. So showers, baths, etc. is all permitted on Chol HaMoed. What would be the havim in the knot? See, I was bothered about this a little bit. Obviously, you have to have showers on Chol HaMoed. Why not?
It's not talking about the rechitza. Isn't it a narrow reading? It might be they're talking about the rechitza connected with washing away the shaving. But it's not about that, is it?
It's not.
About all rechitza. If it is talking about all rechitza, why is it sort of dropping it in there?
Why is it dropping it? Yeah. So you're very good. I was bothered by that as well. I don't have 100% certainty in this, but I have got a bit of a pshat. Why is it also to? Why are we not allowed to cut hair and shave on Chol HaMoed? Why? No, it's not with the choil. No. That's right. We encourage you to do it before. Because if people were... We want to encourage people to have the haircuts before Yom Tov. How do we ensure people have it before Yom Tov? By not allowing it in Chol HaMoed. So, based with this idea, you could have perhaps also thought that what? We want to encourage people to... Into bathing and have a chitza before. This was before people had every day, you know. So when people had weekly or even less than that, so it's mevuah in Hilchos Tishah B'Av that people didn't have every week. There was just no accessibility, and you know there was no the plumbing and the water wasn't as. So people didn't have every. So we want to encourage people. How do you encourage people to have a bath and a shower before Yom Tov? You forbid it to have it in Chol HaMoed. So that could be pshat. Why? Nevertheless, Chomi said, you know what? We don't have to go that far. People are going to have their showers anyway before Yom Tov. So therefore, it's you don't have to ask it in Chol HaMoed. But that would be explaining, that's answering your question. What's the Havam in there? Yeah? So it would be...
You may have thought that is they're only making the hair wash.
Yeah. Oh, good. Very good. Maybe only the hair wash would be permitted.
But nothing else.
Nothing else. Kamash Melon, everything is permitted. Good. Uh-huh. Very good. Simon Tov, Kof, Lamed Beis, Netilas Tziponai, B'Chol HaMoed. Nails. Nails cutting on Chol HaMoed. Mutalitel tzipornayim. You're allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Bein deyot, whether it's your fingernails. Bein deregel, whether it is your foot nails. Afilu b'misporayim, whether you're using scissors or anything else, or the nail clippers, it's all permitted. Says the Rama, Aval, yesh machmirin v'oisim, some have the custom to be stringent and refrain from cutting nails on Chol HaMoed. Fechenu minig lahachmen, that is the general custom, shele litlon, not to cut, bein besakin, bein bimisperaim, using sharp knives or scissors, kind of, imlo letzach mitzvah tvile, unless you're doing it for tvile's mitzvah, shene itlon, kederken bechol, then obviously you're allowed to do it like any other cutting which is permitted for tzach mitzvah, you're allowed to do it like on a weekday. Rabbi Yisai, what's your minig? Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to cut nails, Rama says some refrain. What's your minig? You cut nails, Chol HaMoed?
I was waiting to
Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, right, very good. I think that's generally the minig. I think people will not cut nails on random Chol HaMoed days, but they will cut nails on Erev Shabbos. So although the Rama says the minig is v'machmir, but I think that many people pardon.
Didn't mention Shabbos.
Yeah, it is true. The Rama doesn't mention it. Indeed. So, but the Rama is not differentiating. So, he says, but he does bring. What does he say? You're right. Yeah, it doesn't bring Shabbos. I don't know. I think it's quite a common thing. I saw it elsewhere. I saw it in, I think, Piskei Tshuvos, and I happen to remember Avshnei Balik says like that, I think. I think it's quite a common. I think that people will cut nails on the elf. But you're right. The Rama is not differentiating. The Rama says you shouldn't cut. The minig is not to cut. Not on. Not on. Not on. Not nechon lamed at all. But I think some people. You have not heard of it? Ah, okay. You like the Omar. How much like the Omar? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, the Mishavu doesn't bring it either. Yeah. No, I saw it in Piskechuvas. He does bring in number three, he does seem to bring it. He brings in the name of Nachlas Shiva in point number three. Right. And he also brings, yeah, it brings, so there seems to be some occurs for that. Yeah. Part of the idea of Letzorech Mitzvah being permitted, perhaps. Yeah. Okay, now, Ramon now in Seif Beis. And Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis says as follows. Kol refuah, any refuah mutar b'chol hamoed is permitted in chol hamoed. What's the background of that? Any medical activity is permitted in chol hamoed. What's the background to that? So why would I have thought there wouldn't be a problem? Of course you'll have to. Why not? So what's the issa generally speaking? Yeah, so on Shabbos we know, and on the first Yom Tov as well, it says an issa d'rabbanan of taking medicines. As we know, it's generally it's an issa of taking medicines on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. So I thought perhaps in Chol HaMoed too, there's an issa of having to take medicines, right? Just to take a paracetamol on Shabbos is not so poshut. Sometimes it is permitted, very often it's not. Antibiotics is a discussion. I just saw a tshuva, mamash, a few days ago. Where did I see this? Somebody sent me an interesting tshuva. If somebody's been given the slot for the vaccine on Shabbos, and he would lose his slot. It's a very interesting shaila. Pardon? You can? I wasn't an English shaila which I saw. It was not. I wasn't sure in England if they give the slots on Shabbos.
They probably do.
They probably do. Just to get moving. Get moving, yeah. So my tshuva that I saw was, I'm nearly sure it was an American tshuva actually. Yeah. The rationale there was, there was much more to be matter, very much. But I'm just saying that there's definitely a shaila. That one of the aspects there. One of the discussions, one of the points discussed is the medical. You're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, and it's not so partial. Vaccine might be permitted as far as that is concerned, but to Shabbos itself, to have medicines on Shabbos is also now. So one Chol HaMoed, is it okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, hey, kol refuah mutar b'chol hamoed. Haynu shemutar la'asos is afilu melacha gmura letzorech refuah. You may even do a melacha gmura. So say, for instance, you're physically still grinding your herbs, say, for banana, or you need to physically do a proper melacha, because you need to have that particular herb, which is going to save, you know, it's permitted. Indeed, that's exactly what it means. You can just do it straight. And even, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if there's no sakona. So we know there's various levels of cholim. The worst one being a cholish esh bezakona, which we call pikuach nefesh. You don't have to do anything for pikuach nefesh, as far as Shabbos is concerned. And then there is a cholish she'em bezakona, which is not dangerously unwell, but he's really not well. Perhaps somebody's got high temperature would be that category. Somebody's got really strong headaches. Cholish she'em bezakona. Then the level underneath that would be somebody's teizemeches balm, which is a slight unwellness, just not quite, not his best day, kind of. That's the level underneath that. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, even a Chol HaShem Beis HaKona is allowed to have a refuah on. Here comes a question what about going to the dentist in the Chol HaMoed? So I understand, if you've got a headache, somebody's got a headache, he's allowed to take his medicine on Chol HaMoed. I understand, somebody has got his, what could be something, another medical action you do on Chol HaMoed. A person who's got his physiotherapy, I think goes without saying, he's allowed to go on Chol HaMoed. Yeah, it's a medical activity. Yeah, somebody's got physiotherapy, I believe there's no question about it. But what about a dentist? Somebody wants to go to the dentist on Chol HaMoed. Now, it's obvious that it's a breach of Simchas Yom Tov, that goes without saying. Yeah. To go to the dentist is a but. But is a person allowed to go is a pasuk like Tanya Nes Chalot. Now, there's various parts of that. What? So you think it depends on, so if it's a kind of, what do you mean, if it's like a quick checkup?
Yeah,
a quick checkup. Takes 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and they don't do anything, they just check it out and it's fine.
Money,
yeah, just have a quick check and they make sure that you've got still, yeah, your teeth are still there and then, you know, they really, yeah.
Not in Switzerland,
didn't
you?
No, of course, yeah. So
from there you have to, you don't, the dentist appointment, you have to, like, you can postpone that.
Very good. Here comes the point. Very, very good. So I saw the following. I saw exactly the opposite of what you're suggesting. So I saw the poskim when they discussed the shal he said as follows, and I think it makes a lot of sense. He said, what? So we're saying that it's a to do things in the chol hamoed. Okay, so what kind of we're talking about? If somebody's in a lot of pain, somebody's in a lot of pain, and it's an emergency procedure which needs to take place. I don't know. What could be an emergency? You know. Root canal is a good one, or whatever. And there's a lot of those, I know, because I find it very hard to. My brother is an orthodontist. How is that? You know, during the year we can't talk to each other. When Chalamoya sometimes try to reach. It's not much better. It's all these emergencies the whole time, Chalamoya. So emergencies is fine, because that's generally Tzorech Refuah. He's got emergencies, although it's not pikuach nefesh. Dentist, although it may feel like an emergency at pikuach nefesh, but it medically isn't considered a pikuach nefesh. Nevertheless, any dental emergency will be certainly permitted. However, anything that can easily be pushed off and postponed, because it's just, you know, why are you doing it this week? Might as well do it next week. Anything that delay will not harm you in any way, and delay will not cause any difference as far as your teeth are concerned, that he said that's not really considered tzorech refuah. Well, it is a tzorech refuah, but it's not tzorech refuah that's permitted. Permitted is only in a case you've got to do it now, and otherwise, so, you know. So that's why. So according to that, a checkup according to Moshe, I believe, a checkup will not be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Pardon? So we're not even talking about melacha, we're talking about refuah. Even if there's no refuah, it's a refuah. It's a medical, you're doing a medical activity. You're saying if he's just checking in. So Gideon says that you're not even doing a refuah. If it's a checkup, it's not a refuah, it's not included in the gzeira.
It doesn't come up under those five categories. What category would it come up? No, but.
The five categories, Gideon says, the five categories are only. Once you're doing a melacha, which is forbidden, then the five are the five rules, the general, you know, the five general criteria. But you are saying it's not even a melacha involved. All you're doing is you're sitting down, opening your mouth. Yeah, so it could be he's going to say, what if it's a non-Jewish dentist? Interesting point. I'm not convinced you're right, because we know that with regards to refuah on Shabbos, to do a medical activity is considered is included in the gzeira. Yeah, that would be considered, that is including the example of Shrik Samonim. You're doing a medical activity, and that would be considered a L'Choy part of the example. Nevertheless, so L'Choy to check up. I was wondering, what about a person who's got, brace, yeah, he needs to straighten up his brace or something like that. And needs to be, you know, what about that? Would that be permitted on Chol HaMoed or not?
Yeah.
Why?
You need to get it done.
But what would happen? I'm also inclined to say like you're saying, but what would happen if you'd push it off a week? What would happen then?
Probably okay.
Yeah, normally you do these appointments every 3-4 months or, you know, a couple of months at least or something. So what would happen if you push it off a week?
Hard to get.
So saying there could be, by delaying it and pushing it off, you're going to be completely out of sync and you're going to lose your slot and, you know, the NHS. So you're saying, like, yeah, I'm also inclined that Pashtas would be permitted. Pashtas, there's an element of losing out by delaying it. So the Chayre, a dentist appointment, if it's for just a general checkup, so what the Moshe says is that If there's an emergency, if it's a medic, if you're losing out, if you're in pain, all that is certainly permitted, even if it's not sakana. That's permitted. However, if you could easily push it off for a week and it makes absolutely no difference, then in such an instance, that would be lichot. But the petition is a good question as well. What if you have a checkup at your petition? I didn't say anything about it, interestingly, but lichot would be in the same case. What would you say about a petition appointment? You know, you need to have a checkup. You know, you need to have a checkup. Those who also have got strong glass, you've got to, you know, you've got to after your eyes. You've got lenses? What do you call it?
I've got for reading.
You good for reading. What about... You're saying that it would be in the same category. So you're saying that if there's any particular need, you know, you feel the eyes are not quite right, and is you're seeing something, then obviously you could go. But if it's just a regular checkup that you do, your yearly checkup or something like that, that would be also in Chol HaMoed. Yeah, I think that probably makes a lot of sense. Yeah, what do you say about that? That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Okay, gentlemen, to summarize, we're in this evening, we'll leave Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel for tomorrow, Emetz Hashem. So we learned this evening the following halachas. We learned about the cutting of the mustache, which is permitted in Chol HaMoed HaKadosh Shulchan Aruch, even in public, there's no issa involved. We also spoke about washing, showers, etc. All that's permitted. And don't worry about a hair that you may be losing. We learned also about the bloodletting, which is permitted. And then we moved on and discussed, in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, about cutting nails, which is permitted. However, the Ramah says the minhag is to be stringent. We spoke in Siman Beis about the topic of refuah. Refuah on Chol HaMoed is unconditionally permitted. Anything which you do letzirch refuah is permitted. We did mention that there's a discussion with regards to dentists as to whether that's within the category or not. And this leaves us open for Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, which we shall be learning Emetz Hashem tomorrow evening. And I wish you a very good evening.